How do you as a group decide how you're going to approach mutation testing in general in a newly diagnosed patient? And how does it vary based on the patient's family history or ethnicity?
So again, at the moment, we've got funding through the National Health Service system for testing or offering to test every single newly diagnosed patient with ovarian cancer for a BRCA mutation. So the funding is there. It's just a question of setting up the mechanisms of doing that. Now, until recently, when we could only make use of this in the recurrent disease setting by using PARP inhibitors for recurrent disease, we had some time to get patients tested for a BRCA mutation. The situation now is different. With the data emerging from SOLO-1, we need to make decisions much earlier, particularly whether or not we're going to use bevacizumab, so that we are ready by the time the patient completes her chemotherapy to offer her maintenance olaparib if she has a BRCA mutation. So that does put an increased challenge on the system, and I have to say that at the moment it's still in evolution because we're only just getting hold of olaparib in the first line setting. So we haven't yet fully set up the robust mechanisms of testing, which will really need to be done at the time of surgery, the time of initial diagnosis, even before the patient comes to the medical oncologist for their chemotherapy, because we need 4 to 6 weeks turnaround for these tests to come through.
So, putting aside the issues in terms of what you yourself are able to access, sort of maybe just kind of looking at it from a theoretical point of view, optimally, what kind of mutation information would you like to have in a newly diagnosed patient? And specifically, is it just germline, BRCA1 and 2? Is it germline panel? And what about somatic testing like NGS? Ideally, would you like to have all of that?
So in an ideal situation, I would like to have both germline testing and somatic testing because we would otherwise miss around about 5 to 7% of patients who have a somatic mutation in the BRCA genes. And currently, unfortunately, we're not funded for that. So in an ideal world, I would do both somatic and germline testing. Why both? Because there is a false negative rate of germline testing in the tumor. That is to say, you can miss a large germline deletion if you just look at the tumor. So I think you have to look at both the tumor and the germline.